lack of habitation. Her apprehension grew once she'd parked, and they were gathering their grocery bags from the rented Tahoe's cargo area. The fine hairs on the back of her neck rose, and goosebumps covered her skin. The sensation of being watched was undeniable, and suddenly she went from just spooked to freaking the fuck out. Something was out there, nearby, menacing. She knew she wasn't imagining it, and she all but ran into the house after the others, slamming the door shut behind her.
"Whoa, what's gotten into you?"
Kelly asked. Trying to catch her breath, Autumn forced an embarrassed grin.
"Nothing, I'm fine. Just, Laura's right. A little creepy out there is all."
"See?" Laura nodded, vindicated.
"This place is so quiet, I feel like we're vacationing in a graveyard."
Monica laughed. "Come on, ladies, let's make dinner. Some good home cooking will make you big bunch of wimps feel better."
Later, after feasting on spaghetti with marinara sauce, salad, and garlic bread, they sprawled across the living room furniture, drinking red wine. Music was playing softly in the background, some weird-ass shit Kelly liked, though Autumn pegged it creepy as fuck, and the night outside their expansive windows was absolute. Nary could another light be seen in any direction.
"Kelly, what in the name of God is this freaky music? It sounds like Minnie Mouse got high, decided to start playing the harp, and then forgot how to speak English," Laura said.
"Hey now, don't you be hating on Sprout and Bean or Joanna Newsom. She's an incredibly talented psychedelic folk singer with Appalachian roots, and I happen to love her," Kelly replied, miffed.
"Maybe we could put on something all of us enjoy," Monica, always the diplomat, suggested.
"Good call, Mon." Autumn gave her a semi-drunk thumbs up. While Monica and Kelly bickered amiably over the music situation, Autumn picked up her phone. She needed to check in with her parents and let them know she'd made it safely. Though she was almost 22 years old, she'd always been a daddy's girl, and she knew he worried. As she was typing out a text, a notification popped up on Apple News. Normally, she ignored those, quickly swiping out, but this one caught her attention. Bodies of Raleigh couple found in Kitty Hawk cabin. Kitty Hawk was just 40 minutes south of their beach house. Autumn clicked on the article, scanned it, and felt physically ill. The victims had been tied to chairs and stabbed multiple times. According to the male victim's parents, he'd planned to use the getaway as an opportunity to propose to his longtime girlfriend. She closed the link, debating whether she should tell the others. On the drive to the beach, they'd also heard a news report about another couple found dead in Rodanthe the previous Wednesday. Law enforcement was baffled. She hadn't thought much about it at the time. People die every day, after all, and for a multitude of reasons. But two couples in two different Outer Banks towns, just days apart? Autumn was not a strong believer in coincidence. What if this killer was moving north, heading toward them? Just as she opened her mouth, thud! A loud noise made them all jump.
"What the hell was that?"
Laura squeaked, sitting up so fast, some of her wine sloshed onto carpet.
"Shh," Monica hissed. "It sounded like something hitting the front door."
"Or being thrown against it," Laura muttered.
"Shouldn't we check, y'all?" suggested Kelly.
"Maybe somebody needs help."
"Let's wait," Autumn said, chills drilling through her spine. She wasn't normally the jumpy sort, but after the weird vibe she'd had when they'd returned home from shopping, and then the article on her phone, her anxiety was sky high. They huddled together, listening, suddenly feeling very exposed by the unadorned windows. A couple minutes passed without further incident.
"Do you think we should take a peek?" Laura asked, appearing slightly calmer.
"I'm not so sure, you guys," Autumn replied. "I don't have a good feeling about this." She was about to bring up the article when Monica, always the practical one, took charge.
"Let's not get ourselves all worked up. Come on."
With her in the lead, they crept to the door. Monica reached for the handle.
"On the count of three," she whispered.
"We probably should have brought weapons," Kelly murmured.
"Monica, wait," Autumn said, her nerves in overdrive. "Don't open it."
Monica blatantly ignored her.
"Ready? One. Two."
Just before her lips could form the word three, something slammed heavily into the door, causing the whole frame to shake. Monica screamed, jumped, got her feet tangled in the